Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Nun Beis, and today we're going to talk about Zechus and Chova. Sometimes it's not so clear what is a Zechus, what is a Chova, and how in various contexts is it determined. Where does this come up? It comes up right here on top of the Amud where the Gemara talks about what is the Iker Erev Tchum. Is it going there with your body, or is it putting bread there? Which is the Kula, which is the Chumra? So the Gemara quotes, Tashma lo amru ma'arvin bepas ela lahak el al ha'ashir. Why do we say that one can use bread to be makel on the ashir? So you could just send bread; he doesn't have to go there. Shlo yesi v'yar baraglov. But says the Gemara, v'amrit ein lo. But if you say ein lo, what is this talking about? I should have started off with Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama says that if somebody has an eruv tchum, he's shava somewhere, then he has dalat amos around him before the 2,000 amos start. But if he puts bread, then he only has he might only have 2,000 amos from where the bread is. He might not have the 4 amos besides the 2,000 amos. So the Gemara tries to figure out exactly the answer to that question, whether he has 4 amos plus the 2,000 amos or not. So the Gemara says, well, he could send bread, and it's a good thing. But if you say he doesn't have the 4 amos besides the 2,000 amos, isn't that a chumrah? So what do you mean, lahakel ala ashir? The amrit ain lo hai lahakel ahachmerhu. Isn't it a chumrah that he would only have the 2,000, not the 4? So the Gemara says, no. It's still worth it to him. Even though where he is, he has 4 plus 2,000, and there he'll only have 2,000, possibly. Still, he'd rather have that and the ability to just send the bread there so he doesn't have to go there and be Tarech himself to be able to go and set his tchum, having to do it with himself. So again, that's an example of, it's a general schus, it's a schus for him to have the erev tchum, even though he loses a little bit. He loses the 4 amos that he had, he loses the 4 amos that he had, besides the 2,000 amos. So, bigger picture schus, and smaller focus chova, but again, you have this in other contexts as well. Right? We know the principle of zachal adam shlo b'fanav, which is a bona fide principle in Shas, in Maseches Gittin, is discussed at length in Maseches Kiddushin. And we know that whether, how does that work? Zachal adam shlo b'fanav, either it's a type of yad, right, nothing to do with shlichus, right, zechia lav mitam shlichus, or it's somehow connected to shlichus. Either it's mamish shlichus, just another form of shlichus, or it's without a minui, or it's something similar to shlichus, not exactly like shlichus. That's a big topic, which is not our topic for today. But the question is, how do you determine zechus or chova? So the Gemara talks about this implicitly in a number of places, but let's talk about two or three items. Number one, what if it's inherently zechus or chova, tov or ra, but you know the person wants the opposite? You know, this is a good thing usually for most people, but you know this person does not want it. Do you say zachal adam shlo b'fanav there? Do you call it a zechus? Or the opposite, you know this is bad for most people, but you know this person would want it. So that is a question. The Ramban talks about this. Ramban has 2 days about this in Chulin on Daf Lamed Tesma Beis. The Gemara there talks about Zichaloi de Acher v'shasak ulabasav tzavach. He originally didn't say anything, and then he started screaming. Mehasha minan, says the Ramban. Tachi aminan zachal adam shlo b'fanav dafka b'shenis ratze kisha shama. Zachal adam shlo b'fanav is only when he later on says that he's happy about it. What do you mean? What does he have to say he's happy about it? Right? If it's a schus, it's a schus. No, the first shot of the Ramban is that only if he says he's happy about it. Avot tzavach lo. But if he screams about it afterwards, no. Umiklaus, it's a schus for most people, doesn't matter. Umiklaus ze atalameid. Shekaldavar shebechova, ein chavalo la'adam shalom afanav, avabishin esraseh. And from here you also learn, says the Rambam, the opposite. If you have a davar shebechova, then you can't be chav to a person shalom afanav, even if he is esraseh. You have to wait to see his ratzon is, and therefore, even if you see Nisratza later on, but because you had to wait Nisratza, you couldn't have done that. Shalom afanav. Avo v'shamar, skipping now. Rotze ani echadze v'echadze zochen lo. Shegiven shu rotze ba'osa chova, eina elezchus, laficha choshjim b'kidushin shem Nisratza, mebnei shu davar she be'erva u'machmirin ba. Vein ze klum, says the Ramban. Shela ola min chavim lo adam ela midaito. Ubishlichuso. Question is, can you, if you know that this is a schus for the person, even though it's a general objective chov, it doesn't work. The first day is that it works. The second day it says, no, you can't be chav elamidaito ubishlichuso. Elahasamayna taima, sheino chav gamur, sherotu lisazo, velesor bikrivosea. Over there, it's not a full chov, it's not an objective chov. Either way, it says 2 days in the Ramban, whether if you have a chova that you know the person would want, can you be zoche it, so to speak, to him on his behalf? Or, more specifically, the Gemara talks about that generally divorce we know is a chova. Divorce is a chova, and therefore you can't be mezakeh, unless there's shlichus, right? You can't be mezakeh a get for a woman. That's the Mishnah in Gittin in the first parak on Daf Yud Aleph Mabes. Somebody says, Ha'omer ten getze le'ishti, v'shtar shichur zel avdi. If somebody says, give this get to my wife, and give this shtar shichur to free my eved, so he gives it gives the shliach. So this is shlichus, this is in zechiah. But it's shlichus from the Adon Baal's point of view, but what about the Isha? The Isha and the Eved aren't there. Same Ratzel Achsa B'Shtayim Yachsar, Divi Rabbi Meir. Meir says he can be chozer on both of them. He can be chozer on both of them. Rashi, Ve'ein Shliach Yachol Azakos Lein Litzarcho, Techov Ulein, get the Parsha Chameh. Because Meir says, it's a chov. It's a chov to be divorced. It's a chov to be freed. He's not going to get his food anymore. Ve'chachamim Omrim, Begitei Nashim, Avalo B'Shechorei Avadim. He can be chozer bo by Get Isha, because Get is a chov. But by an Eved, it's a schus. Lefisha zachal la'adam shalom b'fanav, vein chavol lo la'adam el b'fanav. Because zachal la'adam shalom b'fanav, and therefore to be freed is a schus. The Mishnah says, and therefore he can't be chozer bo once he gives it to the shliach, because gilu the shliach was zochid on behalf of the eved. Asks the Yerushalmi. Tosas here quotes the Yerushalmi. Get is always a chov. Ba'i haga'atz mecha, or eved is always a schus. Haya avdo shel katzin. What if you're an eved of a very special person and you'd much rather stay? So how can you say automatically that shichur is going to be a schus? Fari chova hu la'eved. Harishai say ishto shel mukashchin. What if a woman is married to a person that you could imagine she does not want to be married to? Harishchus hu la is a schus to get divorced. So how could the Mishnah of the Chachamim say that automatically by get isha it is a chova and by shtar shichur is a schus? So Yerushalmi answers something, and it's not 100% clear what the Yerushalmi answers. The Meiri has a line where he seems to understand the Yerushalmi as, it doesn't matter what the specific case is talking about, but l'daitam, you go by objective definitions, right? This is a schus, a chova is a chova. If get is called a chova, it's a chova. If shichur is called a schus, it's called a schus. But if you look in the Yerushalmi says, well, maybe you can't compare get isha to shtar shichur, because get isha could be bal karcha. And shtar shichur, as we'll see, I'm sorry, well, let me just, shichur could be bal karcha, and get isha, as we'll see, cannot be bal karcha if it's aide acher. Les lecha ela kahada. Now this is Tosfos quoting Yerushalmi. Ilu amocher avdo shalomi daito, shemei no machur. If a person wants to sell his eved shalomi daito, does it not work? It works. Ilu amagarish isha shlomi daita shema mugureshesi. Right? That's the end of the Yerushalmi. So what does the Yerushalmi mean? If a man wants to divorce his wife, shlomi daita, does it work? Pirish al yidei acher ha'evin nimkar al karcha. Ve'eina isha miskareshesh ha'yidei acher bal karcha. Right? A man can divorce his wife bal karcha directly. That's the din daraisa before Rabbein Gershom. But Tosfos says, through an acher, Eved can be nimkar, but an isha cannot be miskaresha. So what exactly is the Yerushalmi and Tosfos driving at? So if you look in the Maharsha says that the Yerushalmi is answering that this has nothing to do with schus and chova. It has to do with balkarcha and not balkarcha. Because as Eved could be sold balkarcha, so it's ki'ilu, it happened already. Ki'ilu, it happened already. That's the point. Unlike an isha. Says the cannot be divorced below yediasa al yedei acher. Says the Marsha. Ein zeh maspik lekushas Yerushalmi. Dakati misad demacher miyish lahefech. Miyish lapei chova leeved gabi kinyan v'schus leisha b'muchashchin. V'nir lefarish devrayim. Da'achi kamar les lecha ela kada v'la b'schus v'chova tal yemilsa. It's not about schus and chova, but it's as follows. Because an eved could be forcibly sold, nothing to do with himself, lo yuchalachzer, the eved can be chozer, kiven to bali yad ha-shliach, ki'ilu bali yad ha-dami. It's as if it happened already. Avo bi'isha, deyna yotzeis, bimeno balkarcha, belo yidiyasa, al yidei acher, harei ha-davar ha-dayin bi'yado. The chozer, it didn't happen yet. Didn't happen yet, so therefore, that's why he could be chozer bo. A little tricky to say the Marsha's pshat of, it's not about schus and chova, because that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says it's about a case of schus and chova. The Rashash says sometimes you find that the Mefarshim give different reasons than what is listed in the Mishnah. But if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh has a different shot of the Yerushalmi. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, quoting this Yerushalmi, Hilkach, he quotes Yerushalmi exactly what Tosfos did, and then he says, Hilkach, Afilu ba'avdo shol katzin schuzulo. What was the question? Aye, but the Eved of a katzin, isn't that a chova to be freed? So the Tosfos HaRosh says, no. Because really, the katzin at any moment in time could sell him to anybody he wants. Because his destiny is not in his power, so then even if he happens to be in a katzin's rishus now, but tomorrow maybe not, he has no power about that, so it's a chov. It's a chov to be in that state, and it's a chus to be freed. It's a chus to be freed no matter what, with anyone. As your master, meaning it's always looked at it in that way, objectively. And what about the isha? Why is the isha always called a chova? V'kasha the isha nirali shalotirates. The Yerushalmi didn't say a word about the isha. V'somech alzeh diamrinan. It's relying on what it says in Yevamos Kuf Yud Ches and other places. Tav lemeitav tendum lemeitav armelo. A woman generally always wants to be married, even if it's a difficult situation. There's an halachic assumption that in most cases, again not in all cases, but for this we're allowed to assume in most cases a woman wants to be married, and therefore we will say that it is a chova to be divorced. That's the Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yud Ches, where the Gemara asks at the end of Kuf Yud of the 15th parak. If somebody wants to be mezake, again, we just said it's usually a chova. But what it's to save her from having to do yibam? We assume that generally a woman does not want to do yibam; she'd rather be divorced, right? There's a ach, and you're trying to be mezake her, right? Rashi says she yesh lo ach, but it's coming the pocha himenu dishelo b'makom yavam v'bala garsha pshitel odul migrasha shetigia get liyada tein chaval adam shlo b'fanav elahacha miyamrin es chusula. But here, do you say it's a chus? Back to the Gemara. Since we say usually they don't want to get married to each other, they'd rather not be in the situation of Yibum. This get is a schus. Odilma, Kiva, the Zimna, the Rachmile, since sometimes they like each other and they would do Yibum. Chovula, Vein Chaval Adam Shlobafanov, and you can't be Chov, Shalo, the Fanov. Interesting, the Ritva here there asks, why don't you just ask her? Why don't you ask her what she wants? Says the Ritva, v'yim tomar v'nishal es pia im hi rotel zakos hula v'yesh lomar to be milsa to have a chov af agav delechi yada amra nichali ein zachil olam afreya. Right, like that Ramban that we started off with. Even if they say nichali afterwards, if it's a chov, it doesn't work. It doesn't work olam afreya backwards. She's not there now. You're trying to do it without her there. If she was there, you just give it to her. But that's the question the Gemara asks. And Amar Le, the Gemara ends up by saying that tav lemeitav tandu melemeitav Armalo, that a woman generally wants to be married. But either way, this is part of the issue of determining Zechus and Chova. So we have the Ramban in general. We have this discussion of Tosfos in the name of the Yerushalmi, Yudalef Mabez and Gittin. We have another fascinating discussion also in Maseches Gittin. And that is, we know that the halacha is that a Prizbal could only be written if the Lova has some land. The Lova has some land, so then a Prizbal could be written and the Malva would be able to collect his loan after Shemitah. What if the Lova doesn't have any land? You can't write a Prizbal. Can the Malva be Mizake the Lova in land in order to be able to write a Prizbal? So this is fascinating because usually giving somebody a piece of land is a schus. But here, having the piece of land will then allow the Malva to write a Prizbal and then make the Lova have to pay up his loan, which is a chova. So how do you look at schus and chova there? So that's the Ran here in your Tesma base in the Dafe Arif. Says the Ran. In kozim prusbal ella ala karka. As we know, only if there's karka. Why is it, by the way? Why is there ki'ilu? Why do you need karka? So Rabbeinu Shimshon says, Haino taima mishim da'oz. Some say it's because it's without karka, it's mostly lo shchicha, they weren't misakin it. But others give a lamdish pshat. And that's what Rabbeinu Shimshon says here in the Ran. Taino taima mishim da'oz chashuv achov kegovui biad bezdin. because once it has karka, it's going to be a bezer, lo karinim, lo yigos, lo kamila sheish la mashkon dami, v'chulu, and he continues. Fine, but then later on, says the Ron. Umistavra, the b'may dam, rina m'mizakeu b'sadeyu kol shehu, shim ha-yasham v'tzavach lo mahani. What if he's screaming, I don't want the piece of land? Doesn't matter. She'ein adam, I'm sorry, then it does. Lo mahani, and therefore you cannot give it to him. She'ein adam zoche bal karcho. Because you can't be zoche to somebody bal karcho if he's screaming about it. Miyu im lo hayasham, mashma de mahani. Mashma, that if he wasn't there, it would help. Because you defined it as a chus. Umika nirali. To my dekaimel and dezach alanim shlo bafanav, kol sha'adavar ba'atzmos chus. Af al pisha nimshach mimenu chov. If it's called a schus in halacha, even though in the larger picture it'll be a chov, doesn't matter. So that's one day. It could be also, this is meikar adin. You would not say that, but here where we make go on prusbol again, shlotin odelis. And therefore, that's why it would work. If you look at the Meiri there in Maseches Gittin also discusses this issue. He says, well, maybe technically it should not work. Technically, you should say that it doesn't work because it's called a chova, but hefker bezen hefker. Hefker bezen hefker. Says the Meiri there in Perek HaSholeach, v'skimu ba ha-ga'onim, afilu shelo b'fana, v'yavavi shechovu la, v'kom ha-kom schusu, el shechova misgalgeles al yado. That's the Ron's Lashon. It's defined as a schus, but a chova comes out. Elishani chochech ba im schus kazeh naaseh shelo b'fanav. But the Miri says, I'm not so sure if this would work. Because, after all, it's not a schus. Elisha efshar shatakana ka chaisa v'hefker besen hefker. It's kind of like what the Ron said about kula mikula prusbal. O shema schus hulo shelo yu nimnoim ilahavoso. Or maybe it is a schus because, you know, he wants to be able to be known as someone who pays back his loans, because if he just uses this leeway, this out, based on Shvius Meshametas, then nobody's going to lend him in the future. So maybe it is a schus inherently. Anyway, again, there are some Gemaras about this too that you might say. The Stechemet talks about this in Chelek Beis, page 356. He has sources Lakan Lakan. Just points out that the Gemara at the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin seems to say that any type of chov is a problem. Because remember, the Gemara there tries to figure out how did the Nesiim, how were they zocheh the land on behalf of all of Am Yisrael. So they say, is it shlichus, zechiah, or aputrapus? So after they suggested zechiah, the Gemara says, but maybe it won't work, because zechusi hachova. Because the ikad nichale bahar lo nichale bebekav, ikad nichale bebekav lo nichale bahar. Some people like the valley, some people like the mountains. So it sounds like from there that it's very subjective. Okay. One final discussion in this world of Schus and Chova is the discussion of the Ksos. The Ksos based on the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen has the case, that's why the Ksos talks about this in Choshe Mishpat, obviously. Trumas Hadeshen is about Hilchas Chala, Kuf Peches. What's the case? There was a servant, a Mishareses, in a house, and she sees that the case is that the dough that is rising, that the Baalas Habayis had left, is about to be ruined unless it's baked right now. So what does she do? She quickly takes, and there was not fresh Eschala done yet. So she's Mafresh Eschala, and then she puts it into the oven. So is that okay? Because it doesn't belong to her. So she is that called a Schus? If she wouldn't bake it now, so then the whole dough would be ruined. So what does she do? She takes, she's Mafresh Eschala from the Baalas Habayis's dough, and in that way saves the challah by putting it in. So says the Trumas Hadeshen, great. Yira de shaper dami levet hachi. Tekivat in the miskalkela sa'isa, since the whole isa is going to be ruined, zechusula l'ba'ala sabayis v'zachal adam shlobafanov. Right? So you would think, pashut. Zachal adam shlobafanov. V'kaimel and zechi mitam shlichus is rabbi, and zechi is connected to shlichus alinian truma, rabbina shlichus me'atem gamatem. And we know you could be mafresh truma, if you ask a shliach to be mafresh you truma, so it works. So to hear, zechiah is mitam shlichus, and therefore it's ki'ilu, this woman asked the servant. V'chanami, ha-mishares is na'aseh shlucha, afilu shlo mitaita, mitam deschusula, v'afilu im ein kan ela chishash kilkol ha'isa. Even if it's only a chance that it'll get ruined, not a vaday, amrina deschusula, to keep into regilusu lefamim, shabala sabayis no senes reshus l'mishares is la'vishchal afilu b'fanel, because after all she does it, she gives her reshus to other times, so here too we could assume that v'chein yesh l'koch la'aso shliach v'chulu, and he continues. The Ksos, though, quotes this and comes up with his big yesod, based on what he thinks is the pshat of the Rashba in Meseches Nidarim Adaf Lamidvav, the Ksosin Reish Mem Gimel Ches, assumes that this would not work. She would not be able to do this. Why not? Isn't it a schus? So the Ksos quotes the Rashba. The Rashba, Daf Lamed Vav, and Yavamis discusses, the Gemara there has the question, can you be Toreim Mishalo al Shol Chaveiro without Das? Meaning, I'm going to take stuff off of my fruit tree and have in mind that your fruit tree should be Mitukan. Does that work? Mishalo al Shol Chaveiro. So the Gemara says, so the Rashba says, Akashali, Vashlichos Lambi Denichale Alonichale. What do you mean? So, is it, do you determine whether it's nicha or no nicha? This exeris akasa, the shlichus works. So what's the issue here about? Do you assume he'll be happy about it? Says the Gemara, no. Shlichus means if he tells you to do something with his property. Here you don't need shlichus. It's just a question of nichusa because you're taking mishalo al shal chaveiro from your own property. From your own property, you don't need shlichus. Lo bein shlucho l'daito ela b'torim mishal balakri al balakri. When do you need shlichus? When you're being mafresh from his stuff for his stuff. So that's when you would need actual shlichus and nichusa wouldn't be good enough. Aval b'torim mishalo al balakri. But if you're taking from your own stuff, so you don't really need shlichus. Kimat she'enu shabalakri lo bein shlichus amamish. V'na davar tali eli yischuslo v'zachan olam shlabafanav olav schuslo de mitzvah de nafshe adiflay. What's the pshat of this? Rashba suggests the truma says it's just the ksos. There's a difference between zachan lo adam shlabafanav, which we know is a principle all over shas, and that's if you're mafresh from your own stuff for him. So then you have the case of zchia. But if you're doing it from his stuff, that zchia won't work because we don't say Zachin may Adam Shalobafanav, only Zachin la Adam. The Rashba doesn't use those words, but this is how the Ksos is formulated by, in the Olam HaYeshivas, that there's only Zachin la Adam, not Zachin may Adam. And therefore, in the case of the Truma Sedeshin, also would be a problem. Because even though technically it's a Schutz, because you're saving the dough, but it's Zachin may Adam Shalobafanav, and that wouldn't be allowed. Wouldn't be allowed. Many Achron in the Chazonish and the Birch Hashmul and others have a different shot of that Rashba, but this is known as the Chiddush of the Ksos based on the Truma Sedeshin. Again, about Schus and Chova related issues. Okay, we'll stop here.